All right, the lads, it's the Pro View, usual crew, myself, Paul Cope, Steve Warnock. We're going to have a chat about, well, whatever, really. It's Pro View Unscripted, I'm going to call it, mainly because we couldn't think of a decent new angle. We've been absolutely wringing everything out of everything during this crisis, let's be honest. But some good news this morning to start off with at the time of recording this. It's just been announced now that Liverpool against Everton, or more accurately, Everton against Liverpool, will be at Goodison Park. There was some mad stuff last night about it could be moved to Southampton, which was absolutely crazy. It does seem that common sense has prevailed. I seen you saying, Steve, about, you know, like the idea that, you know, you protect the players and you don't want to get them injured and you want to try and get all these fixtures done, and then you're making them schlep to Southampton. You know, it didn't make a lot of sense, that one, did it?
No, I just couldn't believe it. When I read it last night, I was thinking, I think it was Sam Hughes who put it on Twitter, and that was who I responded to. And I was just thinking, what are we trying to do? Like, you're seeing players, and whether that's in the Bundesliga or now players returning to the Premier League, they are suffering muscle injuries because they've had this break or they've almost overtrained through the period. And then we're saying to them, well, do you know what, lads? You're going to go to a ground that's 7 hours away. Whether you're going to get on a bus and do it or whether you're going to get a plane. Now, everyone will probably look at this and go, well, they're on a plane. It's a 45-minute journey. Well, it's not just that. They've got to travel from the houses to the airport, then get on the plane, then go for the airport, then go to the ground or go wherever. But the logistics of it just don't make sense. And then the other thing you have to think of is, where are they going to eat the food? Where are they going to eat these meals? Because there's no restaurants open. There's no hotels open. So where are they having the pre-match meals and things like that? These are all things that haven't really been sort of talked about that much. But I'm glad common sense has prevailed. I thought also what I wanted to mention was what Everton said, their statement that they released as well, I thought was superb. Because they want it as well. They want it at home because that's their ground. That's why they want to get an advantage. They feel that they can get an advantage, and they don't want the game played in Southampton either.